Welcome back to Motown Memories. This is Tom Fallon. And for this half hour of Motown Memories, we continue to feature some rare and perhaps odd songs, starting off with Soupy Sales. Less odd will be Marvin Gaye and Mary Wells, our Dean Taylor, Shawty Long, The Supremes, Edward Starr, Captain Zapp and the Motown Cut-Ups, Jimmy Ruffin, and The Temptations. Well, first up, a Motown Memories song debut, and that will probably never be on another Motown Memories show because it's so odd. So enjoy it while you can from Soupy Sales. Well, Soupy was born Milton Soupman on January 28, 1926, in Franklintown, North Carolina. Soupy was a childhood nickname. Well, he became a DJ and stand-up comic after graduating from Marshall University. His television career began in the United States in 1949 in Cincinnati, Ohio, where he hosted Soupy's Soda Shop and Club Nothing. He had a stint in Cleveland hosting a late-night show, Soups On, for WEXL-TV before relocating to Detroit in 1953. Well, during the 1950s, he had a number of kid shows, starting with Lunch with Soupy Sales, and he had sketches, gags, and trademark pies in his face as part of his repertoire. Well, Soupy had a minor dance sensation with his 1965 song called The Mouse, released on the ABC record label. Well, he was an hilarious, beloved sensation who became immensely popular during the 1960s. Celebrities vied to have pies thrown at them, but by 1968, the show was over. Soupy returned to Detroit and signed with Motown to make an album called A Bag of Soup, which was released in April of 1969. Well, it must have been one of the most expensive albums Motown ever made because in the course of 5 months, 16 songs were attempted during 25 recording sessions with numerous overdubs and remixes. Well, coming up, the song is called Mock Artie Park, which was a spoof on actor Richard Harris's great hit MacArthur Park, and it was written by former Motown staff member Jim Webb, which surprisingly, MacArthur Park had reached number 2 the previous year. But this song didn't chart at all. So enjoy it while you can, right here on Motown Memories.
I think that San Francisco's gone to pot. The kids forgot their Camelot.
Oh no!
Oh yes.
Oh well.
The flower children traded in their beads and poppy seeds for English tweeds.
Oh no!
Oh yes!
Oh well!
McCarty Park will never be the same. All the sweet young hippies blew their fame. Someone threw the cookout in the rain. It was just 11:30 when they learned his pot was dirty, and he'll never have that recipe again. Establishment has taken all our dreams, and they have squashed them.
Squashed them.
Taken all the hippies from the scene, and they have washed them. Oh yes. They remove the protest signs and the lovely picket lines, and there's not an unsafe place left we can go. In second grade is where the lies begin, when mama's little dear is taken in. He's told that nice guys always win, and that King Kong did not die for our sins.
Oh, no.
heart will never be the same. All the sweet young hippies blew their thing. Someone threw the cook out in the rain. It was just 11:30 when they learned his pot was dirty, and he'll never have that recipe again.
Comes another great Motown song. Here comes another great Motown song on Motown Memories with Tom Fallon.
Whoa, 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 whoa. What's the matter with you, baby? Every little thing, all right. You know you told me there would never be another, and you know you lied. When you lied, you hurt me, baby. When I left and I went away, I didn't know how much I loved you until today. Take me out tonight. Baby, won't you let me get on your good side? If I did that, Marvin, it would hurt my pride. Hey, let me make it up to you if I can. I can't do it, don't you understand? Mm-hmm. What's the matter with you, baby? What's the matter? I told you that you done me wrong.
How could your heart be so feeble? Pup. Oh yeah, Beetle Pup.
Motown memory, if you can call it that, from R. Dean Taylor. The song was called My Ladybug, Stay Away From That Beetle. Of course, that beetle is B-E-A-T-L-E. Recorded and released in 1964. It didn't go anywhere, but R. Dean Taylor had greater hit and luck with Motown with a song called Indiana Wants Me some years later. Before that, the dynamic duo of Marvin Gaye and Mary Wells had a song called What's the Matter with You, Baby? It was a Rhythm and Blues number 3 tune. It was a U.S. Billboard number 17 tune and a U.K. number 50 tune in 1964. And we started with Soupy Sales, a song recorded and released in 1969 called Mark Artie Park. You'll never hear that again on Motown Memories. Well, coming up, a song that you probably won't hear either again on Motown Memories because it was another song that didn't chart, a song called Chantilly Lace by Shawty Long, which he had a greater hit later in the Motown career with Here Come the Judge, Here Come the Judge, but this is Chantilly Lace. This single, released in 1967, didn't go anywhere, and it was originally recorded and released by J.P. Richardson, better known as the Big Bopper. It was kind of a unique song released on the Motown record label because it wasn't written by Motown writers. Of course, it was the top 10 hit for the Big Bopper in 1958, just a few months before he died in that plane crash that took the lives of Buddy Holly and Ritchie Valens. Well, here is Shawty Long right here on Motown Memories.
Yeah, this is Bad Shawty speaking. Yeah, honey, I just got in and I'm tired, I'm tired, I'm tired, I'm tired. Say what? Pick you up at 8 and don't be late. Didn't I just get through telling you I was tired, 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 tired? Say you gonna do what? Say you gonna do what, honey?
MotownMemories@yahoo.com.
There's no stopping us now, now that we've fallen away. There's no stopping us now, our love is here to stay. Foolishly we've been apart, breaking each other's heart. Stubbornness and foolish pride caused us to push love aside. The loneliness
You're listening to Motown Memories with Tom Fallon.
Come on, Pete. Start moving. Got to get me there. Oh. Hey, hey. Yeah. Oh. 25 miles from home, girl. My feet are hurting mighty bad. Now I've been walking for 3 days and two lonely nights. You know that I'm mighty mad. But I got a woman waiting for me that's gonna make this trip worth a while. You see, she's got the kind of loving and the kissing I'll make a man go stone wild. So I got to keep on walking.
Miles. That reached number 6 from 1969. Before that, the flip side from the Supremes' number 1 hit, Love Is Here and Now You're Gone. This song was called There's No Stopping Us Now. Didn't chart, but recorded and released in 1967. And we started with that big bopper tune, Chantilly Lace by Shorty Long, also recorded and released in 1967. You found the home of Motown Memories. This is Tom Fallon. We continue to feature some, well, kooky songs on this edition of Motown Memories. And coming up, perhaps the kookiest of the bunch besides the Soupy Sales song. This song is called The Loony Landing coming up, and the artist is Captain Zapp and the Motown Cut-Ups. There's really not much information about the originators of this novelty single, but a break-in song or a cut-up record had been intermittently popular since Bill Buchanan and Dickie Goodman hit the top three with a song called The Flying Saucer Part 1 and 2 in 1958. Well, Motown jumped on the wagon just once before with a song released by Burt Jack Haley and Jack Armstrong. The song was called The Interview Song. It's released in 1963 and didn't go anywhere. Well, what made the Loony Landing unusual is that all the song clips were taken from Motown hits. The company released the record the day the Apollo 11 launched in July of 1969, likely hoping there'd be some airplay once Neil Armstrong took his one small step 4 days later on July 20th, 1969. Well, enjoy Captain Zapp and the Motown Cut-Ups, the Loony Takeoff, right here on Motown Memories.
Ladies and gentlemen, America's first loony or lunar landing is about to take place. Captain Zapp and fellow astronaut Flash Flush are on their way to the moon. I believe he's trying to make contact with us.
Mission Control, this is Flash Flush. Captain Zapp requests to return to Earth.
Roger. Did I hear right, Captain? What seems to be the trouble?
Getting kind of hungry, but you forgot to bring something to eat.
Captain Zapp, some more questions. I hope you don't mind.
Let me see, why don't you pay?
It's possible you'll find life on the moon. What would you say to the moon people?
What would it take to win your love for me?
And if they're hostile?
Come on, Pete. Start moving.
Suppose you're captured. What will you offer in exchange for freedom?
My girl.
This is Space Control. You are instructed to return to Earth at once.
You made me so very happy.
But Captain, what will we do for a spaceship? But all our navigation equipment was destroyed in the crash. How will we find our way?
It's easy to chase the Jackson
Ladies and gentlemen, history has just been made. America has put the first man on the moon.
Oh, boy! But what is the Russian reaction to our victory?
Here is the formal statement made by the Russian leaders.
There's a train leaving here tomorrow, yeah, and I'll be a free man once again. Yes, I will now. I'm so glad I've served my time. I'm gonna meet that girl that I left behind.
When I see her, I'm gonna give her all the love I got.
But the sweet things she said in her letters made the time disappear. Oh yeah, she said no other arms will I let hold me, 'cause in your arms is where I wanna be.
When I see her, I'm gonna give her all the love I got.
Yes,
when I see her, I'm gonna give her all the love I got.
Miss you so. Ooh.
is Hotel Memories with Tom Fallon.
Number 6 from 1969. Before that, Jimmy Ruffin had a number 29 song from the same year, Gotta Give Her All the Love I've Got, and we started with a third 1969 tune in the set. This was the Captain Zapp and the Motown Cut-Ups, the Looney Landing. Well, that brings this edition of Motown Memories to a close. Hope you enjoyed this show. On this edition of Motown Memories, we featured some strange, unusual, rare, and kooky songs, but I hope you enjoyed it anyway. If you have any questions, comments, or suggestions for future Motown shows, I'd love to hear from you. My email address is MotownMemories@yahoo.com. That's MotownMemories@yahoo.com. Also, be sure to visit our website at MotownMemories.com. That's MotownMemories.com. On that website, you'll find information about all of your favorite Motown artists, which includes Captain Zapp and the Motown Cut-Ups, by the way, but all the other artists should be there, as well as the radio stations that carry Motown Memories 7 days a week. Well, until next time, this is Tom Fallon. Goodbye for now.